Oh, this is our intro. Steve and Dave.
Dave and Steve.
Talking about men's issues. Steve and Dave.
Dave and Steve.
We couldn't afford to get a professional intro.
David! It's Dave and Steve. Dave and Steve. Back for a number five and...
Fucking number
there's
five.
There's murder on the dance floor.
Yeah, there will be in a minute if they don't shut the fuck up.
Number five, big boy.
Parenting. We're going to talk
parenting.
About parenting.
I didn't think we were doing parenting. Are you changing it?
No, that's what you said, parenting.
You changed it.
No, I've not.
You changed
no,
it.
Not.
You did.
No, I've not. So that is, I think, a mix of being parented and being a parent.
Okay.
You see your little face like you
I just thought, no, I didn't look
world.
At it. That's take that, isn't it?
Yeah, take that.
Look above me.
Oh, you're anyway. Like proper Gary Barlow when you're singing like that.
Big fat face.
Like Gary Barlow.
Gary Barlow.
Yeah. So parents and being
yeah,
parented.
Yeah, I didn't even look at it
no,
from that point of view.
No,
I
no, you
can,
didn't.
If you let me finish, then what we can do is we can have a real adult conversation. You've got tiny hands. You've got the tiniest hands in the world.
They're fat. They're like sausage fingers.
Sausage fingers. How do you? Can you like do intricate work with
no.
them? No. What's the most intricate thing you can do?
Probably play with my wife's bean. That's probably the most intricate thing that I can do. I mean, I can't roll cigarettes. I can't defuse bombs. I can't sew. Anything like that. I can't thread an eye through a needle. No, I can't thread through the eye of a needle. I can't use chopsticks.
You just use your fingers.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could, but, like, yeah. They
surprised. Just... To come back to what you said originally, right at the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you know where that is.
Well, you know.
Maybe that should be a, maybe that's a podcast on its.
What, finding it.
Finding the bean.
Finding the bean, yeah.
Not the haricot bean or the
no.
Or the black eyed
pea. No. Yeah. I mean, maybe I haven't found it, you know, maybe I haven't. Maybe she's just kind. You know, it's on the forehead, isn't it? If I remember,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Just above the well on yours, fucking
fucking way up high.
Yeah. See, I.
What?
Just your hands.
Yeah.
Just tiny little hands.
But tiny, tiny. So I'm a parent.
I don't feel like a parent. Two kids.
You got two kids.
Well,
how old are yours?
21 and 17.
Fuck. And you're a lot older than me as well. As we
well,
know.
You're so. Nearly 39, as you like to point out. I'm not sure why nearly.
Yeah, it's because my nan asked me. And I... yeah, so I've got a 17-year-old who was 17 4 days ago. That's going to be a bit weird now. So, because, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, obviously we're recording these a little bit early.
But it could have still been 4 days ago. Even
it
when,
could have been, yeah. Then I've got another daughter whose birthday is in 10
we're good,
days.
We're good. We don't need to know like the ins and outs of,
right.
You know, the duck's arse.
Okay. Oh, just trying to get that. There we go. and then I've got a son.
Are you okay,
I've got a son who's 11. And you know what?
They're top kids, by the way. They are.
They are fantastic kids.
Yeah,
but yeah. I do struggle with being a dad, you know, like being enough for them.
Yeah.
And then sometimes being too friendly, like
there's a what
yeah, like,
we,
you know,
do
being,
you wanna go there?
Being like pally with them. You know what I mean?
Do you wanna go there?
Yeah, being pally with them.
How pally are you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm like I think you can't be their best mates, can you?
No, it's a real, all joking aside, there is a real fine line between, we'll have to get my kids on one day.
Yeah.
And also, we'll get all of them on.
Yeah.
I was just thinking from an adult sort of child point of view, if that makes sense. But it doesn't matter. Sorry. Yeah, there's a real fine line between... what are you doing? Between being too friendly, being too matey, and being a parent. I've walked that line like all my life with my kids.
Yeah.
But they do... They've turned out pretty good kids. People was...
Oh, you've got lovely kids.
Thank you.
Like, really nice.
I always, when I was growing up, I always thought, your parents know everything. Like, it's... They're like the Google. You'd ask your parents something and they're going to know the answer. And then fast forward like 30 years, when I've got kids, I'm thinking, oh, my kids don't think that about me.
They do.
Because I haven't got a clue.
You do, though. You say you,
don't I? Do
you
I?
Say you haven't, you don't know anything, but of course you do.
Yeah, I know about cooking.
Yeah.
And swearing.
Yeah, yeah. No, I just... Yeah, you are. You've got a really nice relationship with your kids from what I can see. I say I have to caveat that because it might be a load of shit. But it is
hard.
So what are the struggles, would you say? Because again, it's that thing, there's so many different styles of parenting, isn't there? You've got the kind of like really, really strict, can't do anything, rah, you know, almost like abusive kind of, you know, like really strong hand. Yeah. You've got the kind of really like, oh, you know, floaty flow.
Yeah,
is,
leave the
is,
kids is, to get up.
It's expressive.
What they want.
They've got to be expressive thoughting, like, you know, and it's, and then there's kind of everything in between, I think. I am
not abusive hard, but I was hard on my kids.
Yeah,
they would be like, if I said no, they wouldn't generally ask again. Well, they might do, but once they learned that, so I used to say to them, don't bother, I keep asking, because you know it's still going to be a no. And I had absolutely no problem, then go crying, and didn't bother me at all.
No.
Didn't bother me at all, it sounds a bit harsh. But it bothered me, but it was like, why I'm not going to give in when it's not the right thing to do.
So do you feel like the way that you were brought up by your parents, do you feel like that affected how you parented?
Yeah, 100%.
In what way, though?
I parented the same as what my parents parented me.
Yeah.
But I tried to add in what I felt like I'd almost advice I'd maybe missed out on.
Mm.
And I was brought up, I had an amazing childhood. It was great. And my parents still alive, touch wood, amazing. But I tried to, because it's different now than like 30, 40 years ago parenting. Back then it was a bit more,
militant.
You know, yeah, a little bit more militant. Yeah, and maybe, yeah, my parents, I feel like my kids... I feel like they can come to me for advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Ru. I don't think I fully felt like I could do that with my parents.
No. No, I get that. What I find absolutely freaking fascinating with what you've just said is, I think, if you have, and of course this doesn't feel like a eureka moment because it's like just logical, but if you've got you had a good childhood and you clearly have a lot of love and respect for your parents, and therefore you've carried on that parenting style, and that I find, I've not really thought much about that before, actually, but I feel like we might be scratching the surface a little bit there. I mean, as you know, my childhood was fucking awful. Rhea's wasn't as great or as bad, you know.
Yeah.
And our parenting style, therefore, has not been really anything like our parents, so we almost like try to rebel,
against
our parenting style.
So have you done the opposite to what you were brought up like?
Yeah, yeah, and it's almost like, but in a really weird way, doing the opposite makes you kind of feel a bit like, oh, I can see why it was hard. You know, like I can see why some of the choices were made that were made, like, you know, in mine and Rhea's childhood. And it'd be interesting to now see how our kids, Because they're, I mean, look, I fucking love them to bits, obviously. They're my babies. But, yeah, I do find myself constantly saying, like, oh, we wouldn't have done that when we were your age.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have got away with doing that. I wouldn't have got away, you know, that kind of thing. When I was your age, we didn't have any money. Like, we didn't have any pocket money. We didn't have PlayStations and things like that. And I wonder how that's going to affect them now with their kids.
It depends on how they want to parent. Like my sister, parents completely opposite to me.
Yeah,
not in a bad way, a good way.
Were you brought up together?
Yeah. We used to be like best mates when we were growing up.
Yeah.
Complete opposite your parents, and always has done. That's fine. That's just the way she was. So it's funny how we got parented the same, but we parented our kids complete opposite ends of the spectrum.
That's really interesting. Because I just wonder whether or not... So from... I wonder if actually your sister was actually not... You know, if she wasn't happy with her upbringing.
Could have been, yeah. I don't know. No idea.
Because otherwise, why would she parent differently?
I think she just wanted the kids to be how they wanted to be and wear what they wanted to wear and do what they wanted to do when they wanted to do it. That was always her. I think that, you know, free spirits.
Yeah. No, fair enough.
Which is fine. I couldn't be doing with that, though. It's like, you know, you go to bed at 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, you're going to bed. I don't want to. No, you're going to bed.
Yeah.
Don't question it. That's it. I was very much like that.
Well, you see, with mine, I try and do that. And actually, the you know, for the most, they're okay. But
they're old,
you know,
they now anyway, aren't they?
Will question me. You know, if I say, stop doing that, it will take like kind of 10, 15. No, that's really excessive. Like maybe like 3, 4
times. Well, they're older, so they're proper, like fully formed, fully forming adults, aren't they? So they have their own ways. And so you have to sort of usher them more than actually... sort of... You still got to parent them, but I find when they're sort of in primary school, up before they just go to secondary school...
Yeah.
You've got to properly...
I know how school works.
Yeah. You've got to parent them properly, like proper parenting.
Yeah, but not when they go to secondary school.
Yeah, you do, but it's more... I found it more... Sort of you guide them a bit more. I don't know. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Well, you kind of point them in the right direction and let them go.
Yeah. You sort of... And then when they come back, then you help them if they need.
Yeah,
I've had all
enough.
Sorts of weird and wonderful conversations, which I will not be divulging on the podcast with my kids.
No, of course, yeah.
Most, like, outrageously hilarious conversations, which I never would have had my parents.
No. Well, you should get them on. Years. They might like to divulge it.
Yeah, I tell you, there's some couple of beauties, which would have people in stitches. The parenting is, I've got mates over the years that were going to have kids and maybe their partner was pregnant.
Yeah.
And I always say... Are you going to say something ridiculous? Because if you are...
No, it's just that you say you had mates that were going to have kids and their partner was pregnant. I didn't know if you were aware that that's how it actually works.
No,
so
would you like to...
If you are going to have kids, one of the kind of...
I'm sorry about this fucking bullshit you got to listen to.
One of the most important primary factors.
If you can see his sausage fingers waving around now,
is your wife being pregnant? But I just wanted to clear that up.
All right, I thought you were going to divulge, like, go further on how it works.
No, but I just it wasn't clear to me.
Well, you wouldn't know
because
you don't know where the bloody bean is. I never know what I was saying now, you fool. What was I talking about?
Well, you were saying that you had friends over the
years. Oh, that's right. And I always say, for friends over the years, not very many. and it's like having kids, and I'll say this openly, it sounds a little bit horrible, but it's not. Having kids are the best and worst thing you'll ever do.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because the lows are so fucking low.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say next.
Don't point that little flipping chipolata thing in my face.
But the highs... are so fucking high.
Right, I'll carry on what I'm saying. You've been a dick tonight.
I know, I don't know why.
Do you know why he's being a dick, everyone? Because he's given up smoking.
Wow. Well, not just nicotine, mainly.
What, so the marijuana you're going to carry on? What are you about?
Well, I just...
You don't even smoke?
No, it's just like, you know, cannabis. It's not just the vapour. I'm trying to give up
That's why you're being an arse, you little shit, isn't it?
Probably, yeah. You're not the first person to say that today, actually. But it's I apologise.
I apologise.
Fucking thing.
I apologise.
And like the best, because the highs are so amazing.
Yeah.
They're just extraordinary. The feelings that they can give you by a look or a smile or a word or I love you or just a hug. I remember I hugged my kids, during COVID, when COVID was back, when it was a thing.
Yeah.
Back then when, like, there was COVID around and...
Yeah, I mean...
It, like, existed and now it doesn't.
Mental.
I don't understand.
Yeah, no, it's mental.
And you weren't allowed to, like...
Oh, it's like a 2 meter rule and stuff like that.
And I remember you could, after a certain period of time, I remember hugging my kids. And I remember now, it was the most amazing, one of the most, probably if not the most amazing hug I've ever had in my life.
Oh, wow.
It was extraordinary. Like the feeling it gave me was quite extraordinary. I remember it was down on Crooklet's Beach.
Oh, Crooklet's.
It's okay, you can guess, but if you just listen, then.
Just wait a little bit.
Back off and have a fag, do something. like that. So, and then you have times where you're like, I remember chasing my eldest up the stairs when he was, I don't know how old he was, 12, 13, because he was back chatting.
Why are you doing that? Oh, chase it, I see.
Yeah, because okay, he's back chatting me and his mum.
Yeah.
And I just chase it. I think he tells a story of like, he ran up, but basically I almost flew to the top of the stairs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I think he was, you know, as you make things up in your own mind about things. I think that's the story he plays back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I got hold of him, and I think I got hold of him by the scruff.
Yeah.
Something like that. And
sometimes they need that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know they do. So, like, have you got, like, a fucking, like, a golden moment with your kids? It was, like, the best ever moment, like...
That's a great question.
I know it is. That's why I asked it.
Do we need to pause this so you can have a fucking fag?
No! You're being an
absolute dick. I'm not even joking.
You need to calm down.
I need to
just
calm down.
Just answer the fucking question.
Fucking square up to you in a minute, love. Fucking hell. Do you know what? That hug during COVID or after or whenever COVID was a thing, when you're allowed to like do things, that's something that springs to my mind straight away.
Yeah. So that was like, what, 3 years ago?
Sort of 2.5-3 years ago, yeah.
What about worst ever, like, when you've just been like, fuck me, I wish I didn't have kids? Have you ever thought that?
The other 1,005, no. it's been quite a few times. The nice thing is I can't remember any sort of specific time. It's probably the pressure it puts on your relationship.
Oh, God, yeah.
Actually, it's probably not... I can't remember a specific time to do with anything or with a relationship to do with the kids or when I chased my eldest up the stairs.
Yeah.
So in hindsight, I look back on that. We actually laugh about it. So it's quite funny.
Yeah.
But actually, it's the pressure it puts on your relationship.
And they change. The old females, they changed, didn't
they? Yeah, yeah. Well, they're baking... They're baking something inside.
It's phenomenal.
You found where that spot is probably, maybe one, three times in your life.
The belly button, isn't it?
Yeah, the belly.
It's phenomenal.
And then, something's cooking inside you.
Yeah. But they never go back, do they? They never go back to, like, you know, yeah, what they were like, you know?
But probably the same for the male. Probably don't go back to...
No, yeah, you're right.
But no, but females are bound to change.
Of course they are, because it's a physical thing that's happening. Yeah, physical.
Because it's like, you know, if you're going to bake a Victoria sandwich in the oven.
Oh, a Victoria sandwich?
Yeah. You know, if you're going to bake that in the oven, it's going to affect the oven, isn't it? It's sort of like, you know, it tarnishes in the inside of the oven.
Yeah, if it spits a bit, maybe the jam. Oh, no, because you wouldn't put the jam inside while you're cooking it, would you? Oh,
my God.
No.
Should we just say cake?
Then yeah.
That simplify. Or bread.
Cookies.
Yeah. Or like a lasagna.
Oh, well, fucking hell. Yeah, okay, because a lasagna was...
lasagna.
Yeah, well, normally I would cover... normally what I would do is I'd put tinfoil over the top of it, like...
Over the top of a lasagna?
Yeah, calm down.
That's a fucking podcast on itself.
Whilst it's cooking.
You being serious?
Yeah, calm the fuck down. and then whilst it's cooking, and then once it's kind of cooked, I'd then put the grill on for a bit just to melt that cheese and kind of, you know, get that bit of a crusty top.
Is this back in the day when you used to smoke crack? What are you talking about?
What? I just don't like spitting in the oven. You know, I don't
That's not a euphemism.
I don't like it. I just don't like it. You know,
No spitting in my oven.
So that's interesting. Okay, so
don't disregard silly comments like you're making.
They're not silly.
Yeah, they are. You put foil over the top of a lasagna.
Yeah, why
Lick
not?
Your lips. Why are your lips moving? You can't fucking mimic what I'm going to say. You haven't got your hand up my arsehole like fucking Keith and Orville.
Why not?
Because I don't want your hand up my arsehole.
Why can't you put tinfoil on lasagna?
Because I've never heard... that sounds bonkers to me. Because what you do is when you're baking it, if you're forming a crust on the top.
That's what you do with the grill at the end.
No. It's completely different. All you do is brown in the top.
Look, mate, who's the fucking chef here?
I hate to point out the obvious.
Exactly.
Anyway, so let's move on from that most obnoxious... I think you've just said that to just be a prick because you need a cigarette.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so, and then that's that. So that, I find that really interesting as far as, like, I think we've got... I almost feel like your parenting style is kind of what I try and instill with my kids, but I don't manage it. And what's even more interesting is that mine and my wife's parenting style is also very different. And that can often be a point of conflict. And I suppose, you know...
You need good cop, bad cop. I was just going to say that properly.
Yeah, good.
No, you need that.
Yeah. Well, I know you do.
I've had a jacket potato tonight. It's repeating on me something terrible.
What did you have on it?
I like tuna and mayonnaise. I didn't have any. So I just had cheese, coleslaw. I love the hot, cold salad. I had some hummus.
Nice.
And some onion chutney. So just sort of separate. But on the potato was butter, limited butter as I shit myself.
Yeah.
And then cheese.
Okay.
And then all the garnishes were around the...
So then you kind of like did like a little pick and mix buffet.
Yeah, exactly. I just felt it's a bit of indigestion.
Yeah, a bit Gaviscon maybe.
Gaviscon!
Yeah.
What song is that? Gaviscon.
Oh, I've never heard that in my life.
Oh, Babylon by David Gray.
Oh,
Gaviscon.
Does he do that?
You've heard of David Gray. Please, for the love of God, tell me you've heard of David Gray.
Is he like Macy's brother? Is it? It's not.
Gone so fucking far off.
It's not ridiculous, is it?
I mean, I need a bloody cigarette.
And it's not. I'm just trying to think. Yeah.
And it's not just David Gray. You know, just David Gray.
David Gray. It's not Christian's son.
Christian's son?
Christian
Gray. No, that's.
Yeah.
That's from my older 50 Shades.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of all the Greys I know. But
yeah, there's a lot of running out.
Be all night.
What were we even talking about?
Parenting.
I gather that part.
Yeah.
Oh, I said about having a jacket. Oh, that's right. Sorry, I interrupted. I said about a jacket potato because it feels like I've got indigestion coming.
Yeah, but
so
you
it might
probably
be a bit
haven't.
Of
it's probably in your head.
No, it's in my chest, not my head. It's definitely in my chest, right in my fucking left tip.
Yeah, okay.
So what memories have you got? What's like a highlight of kids, with your kids? One particular thing that you can...
Well, yeah, it's interesting. I think, like, I've always... When my kids were born, I was incredibly emotional. Like, it's about me now.
But I'm doing what you do.
Oh, okay. when my kids were born, I was just, like, crying. They're just amazing. But also, you know, not being able to do much for your wife, like when she's kind of, you know, excreting the children.
Delicious.
Delicious wordage.
So were you there at the...
Yeah, of course.
Why, of course?
Yeah, I mean, where else would I be?
What, the head end?
Oh no, no, I was at the business.
No, end. I was taking the business. I was taking the Mickey then.
Yeah,
no, I was there as well for both of mine. So you, yeah, no, but some people don't like that sort of thing.
No, I get it.
Or maybe you're like, down the pub, probably. Or
yeah, you put it in there.
Buying fags.
Buying fags. Yeah.
Sorry, love.
Sorry. Yeah, just hold it in. And do you know? Yeah, and obviously with my eldest, everything was new. So you know, I didn't really, you know, as far as. You know, I'd never done it before. Yeah,
there is no manual.
No, there's no manual.
Which sounds completely ridiculous, but like, you're literally like, I'm responsible for this sort of living.
But there's a lot of pressure, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like.
Yeah, boy.
Fucking babies coming out. Like, I think Rhea had to stay overnight. I turn up in the morning, I had to bring a fucking pushchair and a car seat with me, and then they're like, right, there you go, you're all good to go. Yeah. You fucking walk out of a baby.
Yeah, I know, you walk in with no baby, yeah. And then you walk out with a baby, like...
What the fuck do I do now?
Because how old are you when you had...
Ping?
Yeah.
Well, she's 17 now, I'm 39 this year.
Oh, so 22?
Yeah.
So quite young.
Yeah. So it's crazy.
Was that when you had the curly hair? The big forehead and curly hair.
No. Curly hair was kind of prepubescent, like, right. Yeah.
We just had a big forehead.
Oh, wait, I was born with a big forehead. I mean, it's actually not funny.
Don't say that.
I was born with a big forehead. So it's all right. And then, yeah, so.
So you're 22.
Beautiful fucking like moments, and they're funny and they say silly things, but then you know there is a lot of judgment, there's a lot of like, you know, if they're being crying, people look at you funny, yeah. You know, there's everyone's got an opinion on what you should do, what you shouldn't do, what you should feed them, what you shouldn't feed them.
That's quite hard, that bit, because there's so much being thrown at you,
yeah,
and it must be even worse for people that have kids now. So there's so much line, you're scrolling through your feed.
Oh, God,
yeah. Baby stuff, baby stuff. If you've got
and the
baby,
rules change, don't they? Yeah. The rules change.
Can't have cheese, whatever you can.
1 minute it's acceptable to run your kids over, the next minute it's not. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what can you do? You can glass them, you can't glass them. Like, you know, it's really confusing. And then, but yeah, I had... Grace, our middle one, she's completely different. Again, really strange. Like, not she's not strange. It was just strange how different they were. And then obviously we had a gap, and had our boy who's now 11. And again, fuck me, totally different.
Were you more relaxed with the third? So obviously I've only got
I've only got
two. So I was more relaxed with the second. But you even more like
even more relaxed.
You like leaving him running around just in pants in the street.
I remember
with all the local like nonces.
Yeah, he loves the local nonces. To be fair, horrendous moment. I shut his fingers in a car door when he was like, I don't know, probably about two.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah. I mean, horrible.
Did you tell him off for putting his hands in the
door? Yeah. You fucking
good.
Do
him. Yeah, good,
like,
good.
Sent him to his room.
Don't put up with him. Stop crying.
Stop fucking crying.
Yeah,
get
take
up
yourself to
the
hospital if you knew. It's your fault for putting your hand in the door. Yeah,
so that's obviously, you know, a moment.
I did that to my dog's tail, dear old Ken Dog.
Oh.
When he was young. And it literally, the end of his, he had a long, it was cock a poodle, more cocker.
Yeah.
There is King Kenny.
Like you.
And his tail, it was always quite fluffy, but if you got it, if you looked at it properly or grabbed hold of the end of it, I'm not sure why you grab hold of it. That sounds weird. There's a kink in it.
Ah, it's because you shut it.
Shut up, dog. It's your fault.
What are
you long
doing
tail.
That for? Yeah, you know, I get that.
So come on, give me a specific, because you said about when they're born, like I can remember both of them being born, it's magical.
Mm.
But have you got a specific time when you can say, like, bang, immediate, like, sort of, like, happiness, that you asked me, sort of.
Yeah.
And I suppose you've got three kids, so you'd like, well, I don't want to say that because...
No, do you know what? I think, actually, you know, I don't mind saying, it's weird, isn't it, how all this kind of, like, merges together. I wasn't really very present as a parent. Up until probably about kind of 7 years ago, I was incredibly like work orientated, you know, and just wasn't really around. And I don't. I'm saying
you weren't that. Really round.
No, around.
Oh, around. So I was going to say
because I was always at work. Because I thought, and it's funny, this all kind of connects together. Like I thought that that's what I was meant to do as a dad. You know,
yeah,
I
worked loads.
Out fucking grafting. You know, getting a coin in. You know,
coin in the old slot.
Yeah, just fucking. And as it turns out, that's, you know, that wasn't very supportive to my wife. Wasn't obviously probably missed some key.
But what? So what do you do?
Well, I don't know what the answer is. Would I do it?
Because you've got to still go back. You've still got to bloody work.
Yeah. But I think there's a lot of pressure, isn't there? Like I would have quite liked to have stayed at home with the kids. Actually, like. You know, and I think the law and not the law, that's the law. I think society is changing. Yeah, because it's always been very much the woman stays at home, the man goes to work, you know. And I think you get parental leave and stuff like that now. And I'm not saying, you know, that I want to be a stay-at-home dad forever, but I really would have liked to have, you know, maybe spent some maternal time, you know, with my kids. So really... Sorry, I've given you a politician's answer, but...
You do very often, do you? You'd like a...
My kids...
You would be an amazing politician.
These last...
Apart from you wouldn't be very good at taking bungs, because you'd be like, thank you very much, everyone that's trying to bung me. That sounds wrong.
You fucking love being bunged. the last 2 or 3 years, my kids have been phenomenal. Like, absolute... I've been quite emotional with it, you know. My eldest is at college now. She's just fucking motoring on, you know. She's starting to learn to drive at the moment. She's just passed her theory.
Passed her theory, yeah. Good effort.
Middle one, she won't mind me saying, was a complete fucking arsehole last year. You know, really went off the rails. We thought, what the fuck? This year, completely fucking turned it round, smashing all of her predictions.
It's not like septic peg.
No, she's not septic peg. But, you know, really fucking pulling her pants up and getting on. Max, my boy, he's had some struggles. But again, you don't know how to help them. That's what I'm trying to get at. Sorry, in a really long-rounded way. So you don't, you know.
Well, you do know how to help them, but it's trying to put it across.
Because you want them to do it themselves, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So you just got to guide them through and just give them advice.
Yeah.
And hopefully, I've always been like, my people say, oh, your kids are really nice, they're polite. And I'm like, well, just hopefully I've said the right things at the right time.
Yeah.
And not been too abusive.
So have you got any, like, top tips? If there's any, like, parents out there, like, or maybe parents to be.
I'm called to answer that question, but you haven't answered.
Oh, God.
Like a moment. You keep being a politician.
A moment.
Like a negative and positive. You've got a moment where you can just go, there we are.
Yeah, so I think...
Oh, God.
Well, no, but I don't think I can have one singular moment.
No, I know. Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
That's what my real...
There's loads of moments you could say.
Yeah, my real time is when I spend quality time with my kids, you know, like where it's not... You know, there's no bravado. There's no like. It's like really nice. You know,
we're just hanging out, watching a bit of TV.
Yeah, like I've been out to dinner with them every now and then. You know, and stuff like that. And it's just.
So you don't allow them to eat at home?
No. We only eat out.
So you only eat out?
Yeah. Only eat out. Okay. Only like freestyle Michelin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Go a long way every day.
Yeah. Tiverton.
And what about a negative? Because you still haven't answered the question.
Yeah, like there's a fair few negatives as well, to be fair. You know, we've had problems with you know, alcohol. We've had problems with bullying.
And what about the kids?
We've had problems with bullying and alcohol and bad choices and stuff like that. And it is frustrating, but... I think it's what's really nice is seeing them recover from that and actually change and develop.
Like you said about Grace.
Yeah, yeah.
She's absolutely tearing the arse out of it now, isn't she?
Yeah, yeah.
She's amazing.
Yeah, loving the life she lives. Yeah.
Top tips.
Top tips. So someone sat there listening to this on the toilet.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, you're listening to it on the toilet.
I'll do the lip thing.
Wife's in the bath. They're on the toilet next to it. No, they're not doing that, Dave. Next to it. It, them, her, or he, she, or it, were you, they.
It's too much, Steve.
They're like, oh, do you know what? Here, babe. Here, Sharon. Listen to Dave and Steve. They're just about to give us some top tips for baby. And she's like, oh, go on then. Go on, let me listen.
Baby sounds a little bit like a crackhead or something. So it sounds like he needs to go into rehab first.
Go on then. Put him on loudspeaker. Put him on loudspeaker.
Well, go on then. Why am I putting the voice on? Well, Sharon, first of all, you need to. Your husband needs to go into rehab because he sounds like he's got a bit of an addiction there.
Yeah.
One of the main things I would say is stick to your guns. Don't, if the kids are nagging and nagging and nagging, don't say, for fucking love of God, don't say, oh, it's easier to give in. No, it fucking ain't.
No.
And don't get me wrong, it is seriously hard to stick to your guns. Right, seriously hard. I was like, no fizzy. The kids had no fizzy. A treat at Christmas would be lemonade.
What about...
The Coke, I think the first time was when they were about seven.
Whoa, hang on. So did they not even have like the Haribo Super Fantastic sweets?
Sweets would be just as a treat.
I mean, that's pretty cool. And what are they like with sweets now? Are they like... They like sweets?
Not too... Do you know what? They're not...
People will do investigations.
Yeah, they'll do investigations. Not too bad.
Not too bad.
And they're not that big on sort of fizzy and stuff like that.
No. What about fizzy Haribo?
Fizzy. I haven't really overanalyzed their sweet selection. But if they did have them, I'll be smashing them anyway. I love the fizzy Haribo.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say don't give in. Just give in every so often. If they're nagging and nagging and nagging and nagging, tell them to go away. Tell them, go away. I don't want to hear it. Go away. That's the one top tip I would be like, don't give in.
No, okay. All right.
Because then the line, I'm drawing a line in the sofa now.
In the sofa or on the sofa?
In it. Because I'm pushing in.
Oh, okay. Go on, yeah.
I wasn't originally. Because they know the line then. And then when they cross that line and you give them a bit of rope.
Yeah.
Then they respect you more for it.
Okay.
I think.
All right, no, I like that. So what, okay, and then I think another question that Sharon's got is what, if you had to do something different, what would it be?
If you had to do something different.
Like, oh, if you got a chance to go back and do something different, what would it be?
Oh my God. Do you know what? I actually don't know. Because I was like, I work lots, but I enjoyed my work and still do loads. And I spent a hell of a lot of time with my kids. I dedicated so much time to my kids when I was off and never really did anything for myself anyway. It's not like poor me, because it's not at all. So that's why I chose to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would change anything. I'm not sure. Nothing springs to mind. I don't want to say I was a perfect parent, so I really wasn't.
No, but I do feel like you. I get that vibe from you, though. Knowing your kids, like they, yeah, I get a good vibe from you. Like, yeah.
I used to lose my temper, but not like I wouldn't smash stuff up. No, no. Sometimes maybe I think, God, I wish I hadn't flown off the handles quick. But again, I can when I think that I reference back to my dad. My dad flew off the handle. Never beat me, never, no. Just give me a bollocking. Or I tell you what, smacking.
Yes.
That's a good one. It's good smack around the chops.
So you used to get smacked around the chops?
No, I used to have a slip. I used to not hit around the thing, a slip around the back of the legs.
Yeah, slipper and belt. I used to get on the buttocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the buttocks?
Yeah. On the derriere.
Slipper on the back of the legs. My mum would be like, wait till your father gets home. I'd be like, oh, shit. And I'll be absolutely terrified, genuinely terrified.
I think that is a good thing, though, because it instills... Like, I know people have got really, mixed opinions on that kind of stuff, but you know, I do feel like it, you know, it did work, you know.
I think so, yeah. I was, and me and my wife at the time, it was always, my wife, always, she was like the more of the good cop.
Let me guess. You were the bad cop, weren't you?
I was more of the bad cop.
More of the bad cop.
Yeah, okay. I was just putting words in to make it different.
Yeah.
Which worked. It worked really well. What would be your top
tip for Sharon?
Sharon.
All
right, there, Steve. Meet Brian's in the crack den again. And why am I doing the phone thing? I went, and I'm due very soon. What top tip you got? Because Brian's off his tits on crack again. When baby comes along, when I pop it out, what for Cornish? What can you give me? Tips wise.
Hey.
I'm going to put the phone down then.
Sharon, very good question. Thanks for calling in. I mean, my biggest advice is probably not to get strung up on trying to have this, you know, copying what everyone else does, the latest trends and everything.
Yeah, yes.
At the end of the day, apart from the fact it gets dark, you know, you've got to... You're all right.
Yeah, just wondered. You haven't done an analogy.
No, I'm. Yes, because you've ruined it for me.
Have I?
Yeah. I actually didn't sleep much last night. So let me just go back to Sharon.
Sorry, Sharon.
Yeah, don't get fucking bogged down on trying to conform to people and the ways that everyone else does it. Oh, we used to do it like that.
Yeah.
You've got this beautiful bundle of joy. They'll grow up so freaking quickly. Everyone's got little nuances, you know, they'll have their little quirks. Just give them a beautiful life. Love them, hold them, and just get them ready. I mean, I hope that helps you, Sharon.
Oh, thanks, Steve. I'll get Brian out crack then, and when Baby comes along, we'll love him. Is that all I gotta do?
Basically, yeah.
Do I feed him?
Don't have to feed him if you don't want to.
Oh, Brian will be pleased. There'll be more money for his crack.
Yeah.
But that's a really good point, though. Just don't pay attention too much.
No.
A little bit, but don't get sucked into doing this. You've got to be like this. And that's general life anyway, isn't it? Don't be your own thing. Do your own thing. Look, as long as there's loads of love... If Brian's out in the crack den, as long as he's coming home not too late, and as long as he's not getting the kids to smoke dirty crack,
make sure he's got clean hands.
Yeah, clean hands. Yeah. Sharon will clean him off first.
Yeah, yeah.
In somewhere or another. That's good. It is.
And for me, if I had to go back and do it again, I think I would probably be a little bit calmer. You know, not be so quick to lose my rag. And probably spend a lot more time with them, you know, a lot more quality time. I've always been a bit of a, probably making up for, I wouldn't say I've been absent, but making up for when I've not been there with, I don't know, presents or gifts or holidays or things like that. Do you know what I mean?
So you'd sort of you'd buy gifts. You'd be there, you'd be present, but you'd buy a gift thinking that was... what you needed to do.
Yeah,
right?
Like I'd wish I'd played football more or gone down and to the beach and I don't know, looked at the rock pools and stuff. Do you know, like the proper wholesome like stuff. Like, I didn't do a lot of that and I massively regret that. But I do have three beautiful children. And
you can't regret it though because you worked really hard and you wouldn't have...
Yeah, well,
sort of
that's
where
it.
You're at now, so
yeah, so when I say I regret it, I think if I did get another chance, but then you don't know, do you? And I think I just have to look at them now. They're healthy, they're intelligent, they're beautiful, you know. And I think I know that they're happy, and they will, you know, and they appreciate life, and that's, you know, that what more can you ask for?
Because obviously you're still with your wife.
Yeah.
And I split up mine sort of 5 odd years ago. So that changed the dynamic.
Yeah.
And they live with me for a period for whatever reason, then mum. And that's been quite hard. It's been really hard to try to stay connected sometimes.
Yeah, that must be really difficult.
But then again, no, it's not in a way, because you're your phone's in your hand, you can message, you can call, but just to be sort of in their lives and be present can be quite difficult.
Do you think you have to try harder? Make more of an effort, because they're not just always here when you wake up.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. There's no other. You do have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I imagine that. Yeah. Yeah. I imagine. But that's nice in a way, isn't it? Because you're not. Again, when I get up in the morning, I come downstairs. One of the little fucking scroats will be like making a coffee or something like that. You know, leaving the tea bags on the side or something. Yeah, one of those.
And what are the kids doing?
Yay! That was Sharon. She was doing.
Yeah.
That.
Sorry, Rhea.
But I get that. But I think that's really meaningful. You know, I mean, your son phoned just before we went, and that's meaningful. You know, he's gone. Oh, I need to speak to my dad. I want to speak to my dad. I think that's something really beautiful about.
Yeah,
that.
I'm very close. Always been really close to my kids. We've got a really good relationship. Like, it's the best part of my life.
Yeah,
the relationship I got with my kids is the best part of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
I love working. I love doing this podcast. Love my girlfriend. I got an amazing mum and dad, amazing mates.
Yeah.
But the best part of my life is the relationship I got with my kids.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They will be there forever. You know, and that's I think that's a takeaway, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the takeaway is don't have fucking kids.
Yeah. No, they're amazing. Yeah. They'll be there forever, but just don't fucking smother them. Give them the space they need to develop. They're like a plant. They need to grow. You just need to give them the right conditions in which to grow.
The appropriate water.
Yeah.
And also
Etaborem, Selvientos, Senti, Vachinki. May the children grow. And always. I thought we were doing that now.
You were talking absolute bollocks. I wanted to say one last thing.
Go on.
Get your sausage fingers away. Make those small moments. But appreciate the small moments you have with your kids. Those, like we said earlier on in there, that the particular, they might look at you in a smile, or
yes,
you get to sit down for 2 minutes to watch TV with them. You get a little hug. You get an embrace.
Yeah. Don't overlook those moments.
Yeah, definitely. You know, yes.
Doesn't need to be the ginormous.
When you said you were buying things. Yes. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. No, no. But you sort of appreciate that maybe now that there was different ways to.
Oh, yeah. It's just those little hugs.
Appreciate that time you have with your kids, because before you know it, they're like, it's mad.
They're gone. Yeah. They've moved out. They've done whatever. You know?
It's quite sad in a way to look back.
I agree.
Because it goes so quick.
Well, yours have moved out, you know, so you know how it feels. I don't know. Mine are now thinking about driving and stuff like that. And it's
it goes quick though, doesn't it?
Yeah, super quick.
Anyway, so
we've got to go.
Kids are amazing. Kids are great. It's just incredibly stressful. And enjoy those little moments.
Yeah, and that is. Thanks to Sharon and
Brian
for calling in. And yeah, we'll see you again very fucking soon. Bye.
Bye. Love you. This is our outro.
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 This is our outro with automatic fading.